You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're turning now from what's in our wallets, or freezers, to larger invisible economies, like black markets. The website statisticbrain.com tracks all sorts of numbers, and they tally the value of black markets. Their overall figure is that there's about $625 billion of illicit trade in the U.S. each year. And yes, some of those numbers can be hard to come by, but for a snapshot of the black market, we're turning to Seth Hardin. He's the CEO of StatisticBrain.com. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lizzie. Thank you.
So if I came to this country having no idea about any of this and just said, like, hey, what's on the black market? What's bought? What's sold? What would you tell me?
You would think we're a bunch of illegal gambling, cocaine using, movie pirating, counterfeit alcohol smuggling people, I guess.
Whoa! Why don't you quickly run me through, say, the top five things on the black market and how much they're worth by your numbers?
Number five, movie piracy is at $25 billion U.S. market value.
A year?
Yeah, $25 billion a year is what we're looking at as far as the price of what those products would be if they were sold on the real market. Then at number four, we're at cocaine, which is, that's a $35 billion a year industry revenue that is being made from the sale of cocaine. Next on the list at number three is marijuana, which is at $82 billion. Then we've got illegal gambling, which is at $150 billion. And then at the top of the list is product counterfeiting at $225 billion, which obviously shows that people like to buy brand name products, and they seems to show that they really don't care whether or not they are actually legitimate.
How do you figure that out? That's going to be kind of hard to actually come up with the statistics.
A lot of them are based off of estimation done by bureaus. Some of them are obviously the drug trade ones. It's really hard in that area because it's a lot of underground traded products. So a lot of them are estimations done by seizures. Sometimes they can get a certain market size based off of how much they've been able to come across when they've done major drug busts or warehouse seizures. So that's a good way to gauge kind of what the market demand is and then find out what the market value would be.
You've been compiling these numbers for a while. What's the most surprising thing that you've learned when you've been putting these lists together?
Anytime there's a number or information that supports somebody's position, they're super excited about that number and it's absolutely accurate. But if there's a number that opposes somebody's position, that number is wrong. We follow our social media and see how people use these statistics to argue their side.
Yeah, lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Correct. That's exactly right.
Seth Hardin is the CEO of Statistic Brain and has compiled the monetary value of different black markets. Thanks so much.
Thank you.